In this bulletin, New South Wales and Victoria begin the new year in the grip of a bushfire crisis. New Year's Eve fireworks light up Sydney Harbour. And in sport, Manchester United manager says he's pleased with the team's improvement this season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Emergency warnings are still in place for Victorian bushfires burning in the east, with four people unaccounted for since yesterday. More than 100 fires are still burning across New South Wales, and dangerous fires are continuing to put the south coast at risk. Authorities are predicting mass losses of homes, but conditions are expected to ease in New South Wales on Wednesday. Several Watch and Act messages remain in place for that state, where one man is missing and two others were killed trying to defend their home. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the bushfire challenge facing Australia could continue for months. In a New Year's Eve address released on social media, Mr. Morrison says Australians should be assured by what he says is a well-coordinated response.
You can take great assurance from the way in which the nation is responding on the ground and throughout the country to these fires. Well-coordinated, well-resourced, they were well-prepared. But the nature of the challenge is great. And so in the days and weeks and I fear months ahead, it will continue to be difficult.
Sydney's annual fireworks display has gone ahead despite controversy over the celebrations being held during a bushfire emergency. Almost $1 million was raised for communities struggling with both bushfires and drought around Australia. The Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up with a message asking for donations to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. There was criticism of spending on fireworks, but crowds still enjoyed the colour and light show last night. Guaranteed loans for first home buyers will become available from today under a federal government program this year. The Commonwealth Bank and NAB will provide the first home loan deposit scheme to allow for purchases with a smaller deposit amount, which could be as low as 5%. It's hoped the scheme will make it easier for prospective homeowners to enter the property market. Overseas, and a woman waiting at St. Peter's Square to see Pope Francis on New Year's Eve has grabbed his hand, forcing him to free himself from her grip. Pope Francis was greeting pilgrims when the woman made the sign of the cross as he approached before holding onto his hand tightly. The Pope appeared upset by the move and another man accompanying him briefly intervened. Police in Hong Kong have responded to pro-democracy protesters on New Year's Day, firing tear gas into the crowd. Protesters holding signs started at Victoria Harbour and began marching into the central city when police reacted. Last year, there were months of anti-government demonstrations and at times violent clashes on the streets. The road toll for 2019 has risen compared to the previous year, with almost 1,200 deaths recorded nationally. There were 47 more fatalities last year than in 2018, with the highest numbers in Victoria, Western Australia and South Australia. Drivers were most often killed in fatal crashes. In football, Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he's pleased with how the team is developing. United's young trio of strikers all scored over the Christmas period with back-to-back victories, seeing United up to fifth place on the Premier League table with 31 points. Mr. Solskjaer says they're implementing their game better each time on the field.
We're improving, and I think we can see more and more of what we want to be and our identity and what we're good at. We're making games suit our style more and more, and that's we played the same way for a little while, and we're getting used to each other. So hopefully we could. We're quite a bit away still from where we want to be.
And now we'll look at the weather for New Year's Day. Perth, sunny, 30. Adelaide, much the same, 27. Melbourne, similar conditions, 24. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 23. Canberra, smoke haze, 35. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, also cloudy, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 28. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Cairns, sunny, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.